Probably not. Mm. Oh man, what?
Could have taken a cold balloon.
Yes, you could have.
Yeah.
And a glass and an orange.
She was just like, oh god, that show, I need a beer. And that was the first thing available.
Mm-hmm. He was sitting there, looking at me.
Since they have eyes.
Debating whether or not I should put ice in it.
The catch is there's...
Okay, then no.
But there are cold ones in a fridge,
I don't
so...
I waste this one, though.
So basically, you gotta finish this one.
Yep.
Or you one. Could put it in the fridge temporarily to,
well, I
drink it. A cold one, yeah.
And then come back
cute shirt,
this.
Look at you.
Thanks.
Huh?
Which one are you looking at, Dorothy or Killabrew?
I'm looking at
Dorothy.
I'm very indecisive.
He doesn't know that this is my spot.
Maybe I'll have a root beer while this.
That works too.
Oh, I suppose I could do that.
Hey, look, it's Ronald Reagan.
Look, Ronald Reagan.
What?
Oh, you had to be there.
You might.
It'll be part of the mic check topic.
Which presidents have you mistaken for other presidents? Well, yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, C2E2 story they were telling me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
That piece.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
Do you still have any sriracha chips?
Hello?
No, those were like long gone a while ago. I was buying them by the three, and I tapped out Lund's, I guess.
Hello?
Or they just stopped carrying it, one or the other.
Well, cause we could,
I'm Batman.
We tried the
chicken and
waffle.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bad.
Am I at a speaking volume level that is equivalent to what you will be speaking at? Approximately.
Those make me so unhappy.
But the sriracha ones were a party in my mouth.
I can't.
Testing one,
I
two.
I can't remember another time in my life that I even.
I'm Batman.
On it.
You're not Batman.
What?
How do you know?
Have you seen that Facebook thing? You know, like how they have those, like, what's your, like, Powerpuff Girl name or whatever? Like, and they go, like, what's the third letter in your first name? And then you go to
right.
That letter and it's some word. There's one going around that was, what's your Batman name? And there's, like, what's the third letter in your first name? And then all of them corresponded to Bat.
Yeah.
It's like, the last letter of your last name.
Over man.
I'm Batman.
Comedian Pete Holmes is doing a funny number of skits with College Humor where he plays Batman. It's just stupid Batman to the point where there's an episode where he is on with Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt is playing the Penguin.
Oh.
And Batman says he's above the Penguin because he doesn't kill people. And then, somebody sneaks up behind him, and he kills him with a batarang. And they're like, what the hell was that? It's like, oh, no, he's asleep. He's really tuckered out from fighting me. And it just shows it how Batman doesn't understand what dead is versus just asleep. His parents are just asleep. It's good. It's funny.
I was like, and then I found $10.
Actually, I found $6 yesterday.
Did you really?
I did. At Jake O'Connor's while stocking some coasters. And apparently, Hans Gullstrand, who trained me in, had found a 20 in that same spot. So apparently somebody, either we have like a cubby troll or something, or people are being irresponsible about how they keep money in their pockets.
Or either way, it seems to work well for you.
Coaster fairy, troll fairy. I figured it had like bore into the wood that's there, and like there's a network of caves that we can't see.
Could be.
I like it. Sounds legit.
Do you want to play the game today, and I can do the movie actor or movie cast?
Possibly. Well, no, I'm thinking of how best we would, I mean, would we just run Channel 5 on there?
Channel 5?
We could.
Anything but Channel 5.
We could just run Channel 5.
Because if we did that, then I would need to grab another cord.
Again?
And then there is that microphone. So we could do that.
As we were locking up today.
Yeah, we could do that. That's not as fun.
It won't pick you up anyway.
Yeah.
Not very well.
So, yeah, we'll set that up during the
But Jeff, like,
break.
Immediately walked
And I had them listen to the rules, like, so they have a good idea of what's going on there.
How bad is it?
Excellent.
Sitting there waiting for it to bleed.
So, Joel, I thought for our mic check, just to fly us into this thing, is you could tell Adam the story you're telling me about the President's Project.
Oh, yes.
And the
Can
precursor.
We call it the President's Project?
I probably will call it the President's Project.
Well, first thing, you got to get
it will have a name.
Up close and personal with your mic so you can pull it. Does it come towards you at all anymore?
Oh, yeah.
That's up top as goes, well, huh? The microphone can lean forward. And then...
There you go.
Am I good?
Hello.
That's better.
Yes.
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. Brian Blessed.
Hello.
Blessed. I am Brian Blessed.
You're
the ape
I was
man.
Like, that hurts.
You're so wrong in the vocal.
I'm sorry. I will. We shall restrain our Brian Blesseds.
So we were at President's.
Yes, President's Project.
Okay. How far back should I begin?
The guy... Well...
I feel like we need to describe the image.
Okay.
The project and then the first mistake.
Okay.
I did it in a nutshell earlier today.
Did you?
Yes.
Would you like to start me off?
Sure.
Okay.
Where would you start the story,
Ladies
Katie?
And gentlemen, starting the story of the President's Project... Katie Best.
So, this wonderful, talented artist, Joel Vollmer.
Aw.
Aw. Created an image for his comic class that he was teaching children's a couple of years back.
Multiple children. Children's.
Children's. Exactly.
Right.
So he had wanted to do an inking demo, so he asked what characters the kids wanted. And they're all, you know, saying Pokemon and... I don't know.
Other childhood things.
And one little boy said, Richard Nixon. And Joel was like...
Richard Nixon?
Yes. he was a very influential president.
Okay, that's fair.
Top one.
How old are you?
10.
Oh, my God. The only problem is that Richard Nixon, I don't think, had his own comic book.
But he was quite a character.
Boom.
This is awesome role playing.
Yeah, isn't it? She's
we
good.
Need like a curtain to open and close for this.
You can tell how many times Katie heard the story over the past weekend. And how able
she could recite it.
Yeah, it was so much detail. Okay, so please continue.
Okay. So all of the children's vote on which characters they like the best, and Richard Nixon wins.
Do you remember the vote?
I don't know, like 17 to 1 or something?
14 kids, 11 voted for Richard Nixon, 2 for Pikachu.
Okay.
Wow.
So Joel goes home.
Wait, didn't you say 14 or 13?
14 kids.
And 11 voted for Nixon.
Yeah.
And 2 voted for Pokemon.
For Pikachu, yeah.
For Pikachu.
And
so,
one
abstained?
No, one person voted for like Aquaman or something like that. Because there were like a lot of characters on the list.
One kid
One kid voted for Nader.
Yeah.
One children lost.
So Joel's at home and sitting at his drafting table and going, how in the world? How am I going to put Richard Nixon into something? Who's the number 2? Pikachu. Okay. All right. Yeah, and I still got nothing. And I can't exactly remember how he came to the concept.
Okay, so should I jump in?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, I'm trying to figure out how to create something interesting, as Katie has pointed out. And I think, well, I don't want to do a portrait of Richard Nixon because that's not particularly fun for me. And I think all the kids, even though they voted for Richard Nixon, will be bored to tears.
And they realize what Richard Nixon looks like as Richard Nixon.
Yeah, they'll just be like, wow, this is dull. This is not fun at all. So I thought maybe I could draw just like a compilation of Richard Nixon and Aquaman and Pikachu and all the people they asked for. And I did some sketches and thought, yeah, that looks horrible. That's really stupid and incoherent. Well, Pikachu was the runner-up. Maybe just a thing of Richard Nixon and Pikachu. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. That makes no sense at all. So I pondered for a bit and I thought, well, what if Pikachu and Squirtle were the Woodward and Bernstein of the Pokemon universe, and they had incriminating evidence against Richard Nixon? Well, that would explain why Richard Nixon has to catch them all.
See, I didn't get to that level when I thought of how I would use Pikachu and Nixon. My first thought was dressing up Pikachu as somebody from The Watchmen and using Pikachu as an armed weapon to send overseas to fight our battles.
That would be a way to go.
A way to go, but I like yours a lot better.
So thus spawned this ridiculous image of Richard Nixon holding a Pokeball with Squirtle and Pikachu. Pikachu has a camera, and Squirtle has a tape recorder, and they're both kind of running away from the Pokeball-wielding Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of years ago, I was prepping for a convention, and I was trying to think of, you know, maybe I should make a print. What should I make a print of? Well, I could do the Richard Nixon print. Nobody's going to buy it, but I could do it.
Right.
And so anytime that I'd be at a show and I had my book open to that page, people would A, walk by and do a double take, and then B, walk over and proceed to look at it and chuckle and ask me about it and flip through the book. And weirdness of all weirdness, the original sold,
mm-hmm.
and the prints were selling. And this seemed to resonate with a lot of people. So my banner at conventions is actually an image of Richard Nixon and Pikachu and Squirtle.
Right.
So because people seem to respond very positively to it, I thought, you know, I've been thinking for a couple of years now, you know, maybe I should do something similar with other presidents.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. First, I think we have to tell the mistake story before we jump into the president's
right.
story.
I have an idea for
a what story?
But go on.
That will play into the multiple encounters that you had recently at C2E2.
Yes, it will. We will get there.
We will get there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. He's linking it the other way.
Yes. I'm building up to.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about doing other presidents, and the ideas were always like, I don't know, like Rutherford B. Hayes, dinosaur hunter, things like that. That would be kind of silly and non-coherent, but I wasn't really sure and didn't feel that, like, you know, maybe at some point, I don't know.
Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
Yeah. This could be fun. I'm just going to name presidents and see if Dan knows their middle names.
No, we made a point to look it up during one of our other episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
I think Dave was here.
Grover Cleveland.
Not related to Grover.
Okay. So this weekend at C2E2, there was a lot of buzz about the presidents. And there were a couple instances, one of which was a gentleman walked up and said, "That's awesome, but you messed up, because if it was Ronald Reagan, I would have bought it." And I was like, "Seriously?" He's like, "Yeah, Reagan, I would buy." I said, "Okay, well, I've been thinking about doing a series. Maybe I'll have to do something with Ronald Reagan." "Oh, you better do something with Ronald Reagan." "Okay, I'll see what I can do." And he actually took my card and held it up in front of me and was like, "I'll be watching." Like, okay, all right, I'll see what I don't know how long, but I'll try to do something with Ronald Reagan.
And he says, "No, I'll be watching," and pulls out some binoculars too.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, that's fine. And then, like, a little bit later, another dude comes up. He's dressed like the Kingpin.
Naturally.
And he's the appropriate size
right.
and build. And he walks up and he goes, "Why did you draw Ronald Reagan with Pokemon?" And I'm just sitting there like, it's not Ronald Reagan. And meanwhile, there is a woman who has been fairly gruff, who is flipping through my artwork and looking at stuff. And when he says that's Ronald Reagan, she gives him this like really dirty look, like, "What is wrong with you? Idiot. Oh my God." And she goes back to flipping through. And I said, so I'm back at me saying, you know, it's not Ronald Reagan. He goes, "What? Are you sure?" Which is always a great question to ask the person who drew something. Like, "Are you sure you know who that is?" "Yeah, I'm pretty sure."
"I just guessed."
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, who is it?" I went, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, "Really? It's pretty distinctive." I don't.
Hey, what's an age guess for Kingpin?
I would put him probably somewhere in his 20s, maybe early 30s.
Okay. Old enough to know better.
Yes, yes. Well, and keep in mind, earlier in the convention, this same day, a 10-year-old boy walked by. Well, I don't know if he was 10, but he looked young.
Guesstimated.
Yeah, he was maybe even not even 10.
Maybe not even 10. He was a little boy, walked by. And now most little kids, when they walk by, go, "Who's that man with Pikachu?"
Or they don't even say that. They just go, "Pikachu!
Pikachu! Squirtle!"
Yeah,
they get very excited about that.
Yeah.
This kid actually pointed and went, "Dad! Dad! Look, it's Richard Nixon!" Yep. No mention of the Pokemon at all. Very excited about Richard Nixon. So I'm just sitting here like,
magical.
Really? You can't spot Richard Nixon? Okay, so, and I'm trying to be really polite about it because I don't want to alienate anybody. I'm like, it's Richard Nixon, dude. And he goes, "Huh. I suppose it could be Richard Nixon."
I'll have to consult his family members for verification.
Yeah. And I'm like, "No. It's not that he could be. It is Richard Nixon." Like, very definitively, it is Richard Nixon. And at this point,
prove to me that this is Richard Nixon.
Yeah. At this point,
where's his death certificate?
The gruff woman looks over, gives him another disgusted look, looks me square in the eye, goes, "I just want you to know that I am completely aware that it was Richard Nixon."
She's just like the embodiment of the internet.
Yeah, she was like evil. It was awesome, though. And then she gave him another dirty look and was like, "It's Richard Nixon." And he's just like, "Oh, all right." And kind of shuffled off. So we've been having all these interesting things. And so there's kind of a quiet moment, and a guy's walking by, and he does the double take, and then gets the big smile, and he walks in, and he's like, "I gotta ask, what were you thinking?" How do those go together? So I begin to tell him the story of Alice's Restaurant Massacre in 12-Part Harmony. and I'm going through the whole story and kind of the background of why it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Yeah, that's really cool. You know, maybe you should do some other presidents." And I was like, "Well, I've been thinking about it. In fact, one guy stopped by earlier and said that if it was Reagan, he would have bought it. And another guy came by and very, you know, thought it was Ronald Reagan." I'm going through these people. And I was like, "So, you know, apparently I need to do Ronald Reagan." He goes, No. "Taft." And I said, "Taft?" He's like, "Dude, Taft is money." I was like, "Taft is money?" He's like, "Yeah, think about it." I'm like, "I am. I don't exactly understand how Taft is money." He's like, "Nah, man, Taft is awesome because Taft, think about it, he's like president at the most ridiculous time for American politics. He was like in the Bull Moose party, man. Bull Moose. That's some funny shit." Like, are you sure he's in the Bull Moose party? He's like, I'm pretty sure. Like, okay. Right on. Taft. Okay. Yeah, I'll see if I can figure out something to do with President Taft.
See, every time that you said Taft in this guy's character, I wanted to do like the Shaft Taft, but it's like Taft.
I know, it kind of was in my head too.
Ooh. Now that gives me an idea of what I could do with Taft.
Yeah.
See, I had one earlier today. But I think Taft, can you dig it?
Yeah.
Is a really good contender.
Can you dig him out of the bathtub?
I'm just talking about Taft.
Yeah.
Didn't he get stuck in a bathtub at one point?
I think that's one of those
urban myth type things.
Paul Bunyan-esque guy in a regular guy bathtub.
Oh, I suppose.
Who's the fat prez?
Taft.
Who can run the country while playing chess?
Taft.
Right on. But my idea earlier was to do Taft Punk.
Ooh.
Oh.
But yeah, I know we had a discussion about this before, and he has a very nondescript mustache, though. Like, he's not really...
He's just a very nondescript man.
Is he bearded, or does he just have a mustache?
No, he just has a mustache.
Okay.
It's a big mustache, but it's a mustache.
Okay.
It's not a beautiful Tom Selleck mustache.
And
it's not even a mustache.
Based on your research, do you know who the vice president was? I don't know. I'm not, like, trying to quiz you.
I haven't really done that much research
yes.
at this point.
Taft. But I do actually recognize him.
Yeah, he's just a big guy with a mustache. He's like a fat Colonel Sanders.
That might be a good way to go with that.
Fat Colonel Sanders?
Wasn't Colonel Sanders fat?
Yeah, no, he's just kind of lumpy. He's like his potatoes.
It's because he ate too much of his chicken.
Because if whatever Taft's cohort was, if he was somebody recognizable, then you could do like the Daft Punk helmets with the distinct mustache, and if other guy had anything facial going on, that could be another way to spin it. But
yeah.
Now, the more I hear about how, like, I could, the more times I hear this story, which has been quite a few, the more I am actually kind of reading into what this guy is thinking, is if there's a lot of really crazy things going on in history at that time and how you could blow that up weird. I am starting to understand what he was, where he was coming from.
Yeah, like I get that. The part that...
But it's because I like moose. So I keep picturing like a moose going like this in the background with your Taft. Like,
probably not. Probably not what it's going
to
be.
I know.
Oh, his vice president looks boring.
He's lame.
He just looks like an old man.
It was just like,
and he has boring. No facial hair, so that
disqualifies
him automatically.
Not fun. He's not presidential material because he doesn't have facial hair. So
the part that throws
that
me about
period.
The whole thing is that I'm dealing with a demographic that doesn't all have the ability to recognize Richard Nixon. Who is one of the most visually distinctive presidents we've ever had.
Why did you draw Richard or Ronald Reagan with Pokemon?
Whoa.
You know,
I'm reading the Taft fact or fiction about the bathtub thing.
Yeah.
And it's talking about how when he went to Panama and all the whole canal thing was going on, and apparently
did he get
stuck
in the Panama Canal?
No. It's I guess they had to put in a slightly larger bathtub, but it doesn't say he got stuck.
Oh.
But when he got out of being the president, or was ousted essentially, he lost 70 pounds after leaving office.
Wow.
That makes sense.
So he was a stress eater.
I was like,
eater.
So he was a stress eater.
Stress eater.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. Either that or
Taft.
Well,
it had this like suave attitude. Like, yeah, you got to do Taft. Taft.
I was just It was so ridiculous to hear somebody say, "Dude, Taft is money."
What are you talking about? I'm just talking about
you did
that's your poster right there. Yeah, actually,
if you did a poster of Taft, people would just be dropping money to get it.
All you have to do is write Taft is money across the top and just have him like throwing bills.
Making it rain.
That's all. Yeah, just William Howard Taft making it rain.
P. Diddy Taft?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe.
Make him look like Biggie.
I don't know. I think I have...
You just got to give the people what they want, Joel.
I know. But so far, only one person has said Taft. I've heard a lot of Reagans, but only one Taft.
I bet there's a market for Taft.
I just had, as soon as you said President's Project, the first thing that leapt into my mind, still thinking along the Pokemon theme, was Washington crossing the Delaware on a magic carp.
I don't think I know enough about Pokemon.
Okay.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that didn't get that.
On a really dumb-looking fish.
I know Pikachu.
Okay.
Is that like Pikachu?
It's a Pokemon like Pikachu. It's a really dumb-looking fish. That's all you really need to know.
Is it yellow?
It looks like a carp from Japan.
Huh.
Yeah. A magic carp. That's a magic carp.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I went a different way.
Does it have a crown?
All I thought of was just Millard Fillmore. I just love that name. That's all I got.
Yeah. That is a pretty excellent name.
Keep turning it.
Come on.
Nigel Thornberry.
Oh my god.
Things have Nigel Thornberry's face.
Slightly horrifying. Though it reminds me of Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Nice. But I have come up with a few, like the next pieces within the President Project. And yeah, I think it'll be fun. Taft is not one of the next ones, but.
Now that we've brainstormed a little bit, maybe.
Knowing that he's money.
Yeah.
And I think Taft Punk or Taft, either one would probably be pretty hilarious.
Those are strong contenders.
They are. They are
awesome
because I really just want to mix a president with some other bizarre pop culture reference,
yeah,
that they would not necessarily be associated with.
Oh, but yeah, make it all work historically, like with some fact of. I think it's important to have the like the thing that makes the Pokemon work is that it's the Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah, it's completely factual.
Yeah. Well, Taft was money, so you've got your fact.
Exactly.
Done.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's the President's Project.
So pay attention.
Awesome. Yeah.
Watch for forthcoming... can we tell them what the President's coming are?
Well, we'll save that as a tease so that, you know, depending on how projects go and time spent and everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
But telling us who the Presidents are would be a teaser. Without a good saying one what?
Well, he's mentioned one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one pretty clear.
There's been a lot of interest in a particular president.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be named the same as a clown who represents a large fast food franchise.
Taft.
You've got it. Taft McDonald.
I thought you were talking about Colonel Sanders.
No.
Oh, but well, I can see where you're going there.
Yeah.
Eventually, I want you to get around to Teddy Roosevelt. I don't care what you do with Teddy Roosevelt, but you... Yeah.
There will probably be a Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, well, I've expressed interest in Teddy.
I would care a little bit so he doesn't do like the Pulp Fiction rape scene. Like I wouldn't I'd care a little bit.
Oh my god, that's perfect. Teddy the Gimp Roosevelt.
Oh no.
What was that? What was that?
Katie? No?
Oh wait.
That was a Facebook sound.
That was Facebook.
Yeah, it popped up on your display over here.
Shh. Oh, whatever. From your I doubt it's gonna happen again. I'm optimistic. Either way. Sounding good, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Beverages before we hop in?
Sure.
I got a root beer.
I'm
going to
get some beverages.
Hey.
If anyone wants one.
There, get up.
I would like another perfect storm.
Got
How was your Killa Brew?
Delicious. How was your other brand of root beer?
I'm going to do
something much
I would like to try the Killa Brew.
this is like out in the woodsy.
Like I like that.
The Ely one better. And not just based on the fact that it was $9 versus $5. Because I can taste money.
It's that Irish in you.
I actually like the Dorothy better. So you can you tasted President
like,
Taft?
What? Oh, shake that laughing Taft.
Oh my god. That's gonna be the thing that's stuck
can
in my
be,
head all night. It's
can
just,
it be?
No wait, I'm calling that now. I'm calling that now for movie bluff. That is my buzzer.
I just picture. Yeah, I do this. It was cute.
That, or maybe you're gonna like start to fly a little bit. Like,
I did make my face into an owl last night for makeup class. Nice. Yeah.
Turn your head all the way around.
I was just picturing William Taft with a shake weight, and it says "Shake that Laffy Tafty."
Wait. Why does Taft have a shake weight? I'm not okay
because
with this.
That's the only context I could think of him
wait.
Shaking it. That was appropriate.
Why?
Why are you asking?
I'm picturing what that would be in my head, and it's wrong. I'm just picturing that the gif or whatever you want to call it that they show of all the women where it's just like this, just like Taft with the mustache. But he's wearing one of those old-timey beach outfits. So he looks very dapper, and it's a very nice wood carving.
That's good. I'm trying to find money for, because I just realized that they actually just give out money willy-nilly for me to go to a country. Go to a coaching institute this summer for speech.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they just give out money. That'd be pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Like,
wait,
I wonder if I have to.
Dan, were you using this to measure? Okay. So the dish soap next to it has like a way.
I'm not going to Texas.
Secret ingredient. I taste hints of orange. Now I know why. By the way, Adam, I don't know if you heard it while you were in the bathroom. I called my buzzer already.
I heard. I'm excited for you.
Oh, you know what? I might as well grab that now. Joel, there are two Tupperware containers by your feet.
Yes.
Could you grab those and hand them over, please? Cords.
What? Oh,
science! I'm drinking a perfect storm.
Actually, that's the a Kraken cocktail. The perfect storm is two parts ginger ale to one part Kraken. So says the site.
Yeah, it's Kraken rum and ginger ale.
Excuse you.
Yeah. Why not? Do a quick test here. Let's pre-calibrate this one. You got a little handle for yours, Bob Barker.
Hello.
You,
don't knock my drink over. With the wild flailing.
Bring up number five.
Am I just supposed to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just in a comfortable
place. Ofta.
Is it on?
I don't hear it.
Talking?
Oh, you know what? I think I know. It's because we don't have one of those boosters. Okay, let's do a test to see what happens. Click. What happens if we do that?
Does that do anything? Talk now.
Talking. Hi. Hello.
No. Okay. Okay. I talked for that part. You get to talk for the next one.
Okay, I don't think that's how it works.
Did I put it in the wrong one? Try now.
Did you put it in the wrong one? That's what she said.
Try again.
That's what she said.
All the way up. Bring it.
That's what she said. Nothing.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so maybe we won't be able to do a 4-song. I don't know why. Unless.
Can I try it without?
What if we
phone?
Do this?
Is the phone causing problems?
There you go to that. Right there, nothing. Yeah, I don't think we can do 5
sibilance.
Plus
sibilance.
Or 5 feeding into the headphones, because it didn't look like it was registering anywhere else. I think we're stuck with 4. Oh well. We'll figure something out sometime.
Was it just last week we were talking about the king from Zora's Kingdom in Zelda?
I think
a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that might have come up with that was we were talking about the pineapple.
Oh, you're still
the
muted.
Am I?
I am. The flying pineapple and hating the owl and... Then the king came up shortly thereafter.
Was that when I was on? That sounds familiar.
That does sound reasonable.
Because I remember not knowing
yes,
any of those.
Yes, it was when we were talking over her head about Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 second. 7 seconds. I swear I had a phone one of these days that I... Not just sitting.
Oh,
What are you looking for?
It's one of those modern phone devices.
Hey, when you're keeping score, there are negative points for wrong answers and for inability to answer. And for... really? Yeah. So, be ready for that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy.
I'm going to make it
crazy. Well, you only have like 25 minutes to make one, so. I should have told you. It was not apparent in the episode we listened to. Sue,
where did my phone go?
I don't know.
Somebody call it. Or is it on silent?
Oh. It might be under your computer or in that area, because I have a tendency to throw things that way.
I've been sitting here.
Yes, I have a tendency to throw things.
Did you check it?
Hey.
Just blending in with the wood under the futon.
Ooh.
He was in disguise all the time.
All stealthy-like.
All right. Headphone on.